and you inspect the property, you say, wow, and you do your math, you calculate 65% of $100,000, that would be 65. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. Today I have a topic: how does wholesaling real estate work? How does that work? But I got a question and we want to dive into that question today. This question goes as one of the comments on our videos. Only thing missing for me was how do I find these properties if I do not have any realtor connections, right? So now, first of all, I don't know where you got the idea. If you're watching me and this video is for you, I probably will link you up so you can see these. I don't know where you got the ideas that you need realtor connections. First of all, the first thing I want to tell you is that realtor connections are all over the place. If you ever need one, my favorite type of realtor connection is yourself, okay? You should have a realtor in your team, or you should be one. You should at least have a license, or somebody on your team must have a license. There are quite a few myths out there when it comes to connecting with a realtor, and I should clear that up before I get into how wholesaling real estate work, or how do you find deals. You're right, finding deals is the key here. You gotta find the deals and you gotta fund the deals, right? But realtor connections, let's talk about that first of all. You know, the myth out there is that you don't need a license to wholesale. While it is actually true, it's very, very true that you don't need a license to wholesale real estate. It is, in fact, very true. However, if you have someone on your team who is licensed, it makes a lot of difference. It can make a lot of difference. Now, you know that you need to find out what a property is worth. There are a couple of informations that you need to determine if a property is worth wholesaling or not. The first thing is you want to determine what the property is worth after repair. Okay, why do we say after repair? Because typically you can secure very good deals when you're dealing with property that needs some kind of work, that needs some kind of TLC, tender loving care, that needs some kind of they call them fixer hoppers, right? So you can, the idea is you want a property that you can add value to, or someone in your network, or a partner, or a rehabber can add value to. Your ability to find such properties is what this whole thing about wholesaling real estate is about. That's what it's about, okay? So the mistake that a lot of people make is they try to call realtors to say, hey, can you give me some comps? If you give me comparables, I can list the property with you once I buy the property. See, that method has been discussed for the past 15 years, as far as I know personally, at least since 2005, okay? So that means tons of gurus, thousands of gurus have taught people to call up realtors and say, hey, give me comparables, help me find what the property is worth, do a CMA for me, and then I'll list the property with you. They're not falling for that any longer, okay? They're not falling for that gimmick any longer, because number one, for a fact, you don't know what you're doing. And just like you're calling, there are thousands of other real estate wholesaling students that are calling as well too. So they've been bombarded with all these calls, and they've realized by now, if they're any experienced, if they can help you, if they have any type of value to add to you at all, they already know what the gimmick is about. And they typically will say, oh yeah, just send me an email. Oh yeah, just leave me a text message, because they already know you're about to waste their time. You don't mean to waste their time, but because you really do think you're taking the steps in your wholesaling real estate course, right? But you end up wasting their time because you don't know what you're doing. And there's enough people calling them for them to know that. So the only way around that, because you may find yourself in a situation where you've called a realtor and they're not answering your calls anymore, they stop picking up the phones anymore, you know, the only way around that is to find a new realtor, right, who wants to work together as partners. This business depends on partnership, okay? Your success in real estate wholesaling is heavily going to count on partnerships, your ability to partner with other people, to collaborate with other people. Am I making sense? Okay, so you need to go get the license or find somebody who has a license, and typically is a newbie who would have that kind of time for you, and decide to partner together for a longer term scenario. Basically, you want them to be on your side 24/7. They you guys are going for the same goal, right? You guys are ready to split 50-50 on deals when you find deals and you close deals together. Does that make sense? So that's one of the first things I wanted to really talk to you about, creating a real talk connection. That's the only way it's going to be valuable for you, by you becoming one or finding somebody to get on your team, by just randomly calling realtors and thinking they're gonna take the time out to pull comps for you. If they do it the first time, typically it's because they're not experienced, they can't really help you anyway, and the second time they're not gonna pick up the call anymore, because you've probably called a million other realtors and they can feel the energy that there's no real partnership in that scenario. Okay, so that's the first thing. Okay, now how do you find these properties? Okay, you already know the deal. The deal, how does real estate wholesaling work, right? You find a property that you can purchase at 65 to 70% of what it's worth after repair. That means it needs some work, because if it doesn't need some work, chances are the owner is not going to be willing to sell you the property for less. The idea is that you're in business to help real estate investors find properties that they can add value to by rehabbing it, by fixing it, and putting it back on the market for profit, not non-profit, for profit. And it's okay to tell your sellers that this is something we do for business. We find properties that are in distress, that need some work, we find them, and I find them for my partners. Your partners are basically end buyers, okay? They are basically real estate investors. You find such properties, and then you check what it's worth, right? And then you see how much repair it needs. So, case in point, for example, this property is worth $100,000 after repair, right? But it needs $30,000 worth of work, okay? So you go in there and you go there and you inspect the property, say, wow, and you do your math. You calculate 65% of $100,000, that will be $65,000. The property needs about $30,000 of work. How do you find out? We can do another video on how do you do repair estimates, but typically you can have a contractor that can go with you as well. And you can also have this contractor to be on your team, because you're looking for rehabs for yourself too, and you're trying to build a business around this, right? They'll give you an estimate. But there are websites out there, if you Google how to find estimates for repair in a property, something around that. If you Google that, there's tons of information that will come up that will help you learn how to make quick estimates on a property, right? Very, very simply, the way I do it is, if it needs very mild work, I put a minimum of $10,000 repair estimate. If it needs medium amount of work, meaning the kitchen is dirty and the cabinets are disturbed and very, very damaged, I do $35,000 to $40,000. If it's a gutted work, in other words, if the wall is almost getting ready to come down, that property needs $70,000 to $100,000 worth of work. That's how I do it, because my end buyers will still have to do their due diligence. Okay, that's how I estimate it. My estimates can be quite off, but they're basically designed to over leverage, to overestimate, so that we can always have room for negotiations, right? So if you need carpeting work, if you need some paintings, right, depending on the square footage of the property, it needs at least $10,000 to $20,000, okay? But with time, you get better and better with your estimate. That's the idea. But in this situation, this property needs $30,000 of work. Let me relax, okay? But we already calculated 65% of $100,000 to be $65,000. Minus the repair cost estimate, which is $30,000, that put my offer, the maximum offer I can make on this property is $35,000. I'm gonna take the call, because they're gonna call me, right? How do they call me? I'm gonna talk about that last. That's the whole idea of this video. How do you find such properties, right? Great, I'm gonna touch on that. But let's first of all talk about these numbers, right? So I go to the property, I already have an idea that I can't pay more than $65,000 for the property, but I need to go see the property, inspect the property and see how much work it needs. I find out this property is gonna need about $30,000 of work. Then I go there and say, well, so you know, we do this, this is business for us, okay? We can close in 10 to 15 days. Depending on my partners, I'm gonna bring them out. But I can put you, give you an offer right now if you're comfortable. And I'll give them an offer of $35,000, okay? $35,000 to $40,000 is the range. That's basically all you can pay for that property. Now, why would they sell you a $100,000 property for $35,000, $40,000? Why would they do that? Because the property needs work. People like this don't want to do the work. They just want to get rid of the property. But they're also very aware that you would like to do that and make profit. They are not stupid. They know. Okay, so they're willing to get rid of the property, walk away from the property. The property has become a liability for them because it's piling up taxes, and they just want to push it away. That's the idea. So now that's how wholesaling real estate works. But how do you find these properties? That's your question, right? How do you find these properties? What we do is we market to the general public. Okay, we market, we buy houses to the general public. You can do it by putting bandit signs. I hate that method. You can do it by driving for dollars in your neighborhood and looking for properties that have overgrown weed and that looks dirty, properties that looks like this ticket on the windows, like the city has violation notification on the window, property that looks abandoned, right? I hate that method too. You can also do it by cold calling the general public, people that have tax delinquencies, people that owe taxes on their property. You can pull such records from your county house, your county government house in your city, in your county. You can also pull this from websites on the internet. There are websites. You can pull foreclosure records. Pre-foreclosures are also great leads. You can pull pre-foreclosures from preforeclosures.com. You can pull them from other websites like foreclosures.com. You can pull them from your county website. You can go to your county to pull them. I hate that method as well too. Okay, you can cold call them. You can skip trace their number. That means do research on finding numbers to properties that look abandoned and call them. I do not like that strategy. Why? Because it puts me in a position that I can get frustrated easily. You can go knock on doors in your neighborhood that you want to target. I hate that method because it's not the best use of my time. Okay, now the method that I recommend today is basically putting ads on Facebook in your targeted zip codes that says fair offer for your property, we buy houses, very simply. And people can call the number that you put on the ad. They can click on the link in the ad and they can fill out your form on the website. And all you have to do is keep that ad running at the budget that you can afford, as low as $5 per day. Keep that ad running, and when that ad continues to run like that, one day at some point somebody's gonna fill out your form. You're just one deal away from changing your life. When somebody calls, you say, great, I'll make an appointment, I come see the property, and you make offers all day long. When you do that, that's how you find the deals. People call you, that's how you find deals. They call you, they fill out your form on the internet. And what I just shared with you is called attraction marketing, because they reached out to you. If they reached out to you, chances are they really need out of this property. They really want to get out of the property. The property is a liability. If you reached out to them, your power is a lot less. You have to sell, basically. And that's what I'm trying to tell you to avoid. You don't have to do that, because with technology today, you can basically put ads out there indefinitely at the budget that you can afford to keep going consistently, because the key to this game is consistency. That's really the number one secret. The second secret is to position yourself for consistency, okay? And that's something I cover in details in other videos. So if you want to see these other videos and you want to see all my videos as they're coming out, I release video virtually basically every day, at least 3 times a week. Make sure you subscribe, smash the red button below and click the bell right next to it. My book, Real Estate Wholesaling, smartrealestatewholesaling.com, cover these things in details, and you can download it for free right now at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one.